Just to start off the interview, can you introduce yourself to the fans that might not be familiar with Bone Crusher?
Yo, Bone Crusher. Southern bred, outstanding. Mr. Never Scared, having it.
Alright. Can you tell us how you got into the hip hop scene? Have a deal with Tommy Boy Entertainment where you released the album Attention. What happened to this deal?
With Tommy Boy?
Yeah.
Tommy Boy flopped. They kind of just fell off.
Oh.
And when they went down, they just kind of let everybody, well, they couldn't hold nobody, so we just got off of them.
Alright. And a lot of people are wondering why you left So Deaf. Why you left So Deaf, a lot of people are wondering why.
Oh yeah, So Deaf left the situation that wasn't working at Jive. He left that situation, so when he left, he couldn't take none of his artists, so it really wasn't that. We left So Deaf, we had no choice but to stay on Jive.
Right. And so there's no bad blood between you and So Deaf? So are you currently signed or are you waiting for the right deal? Are you currently signed or are you waiting on the right deal?
I'm not signed and I'm not trying to be signed. I'm just trying to keep doing these records like this, like, you know, license out material to labels and then they can go from there.
So you're independent at the moment?
Yeah.
Alright. We know that you're working on a new album called Mash. Can you tell us, like, the status of this album?
Oh, the Mash is not coming out. That was on Jive. I'm not on Jive anymore.
Alright. So that's completely... That's just not happening.
That's not happening.
Alright. On your album, Attention, there is a lot of, like, big-name features such as T.I., J.D. and Little John. Will this album be... Will, like, your new album in the future be the same, or are you staying inside your, like, camp for this one? What is the status on the lyrical giants? Can we expect any more records in the future with you in them?
Yeah, the giants are coming out. A lot of giants, me, 40, God, Visa, Bizarre 512, Eight Ball, Magic, and Still Mine.
Alright. When can we expect this to come out? So there's no set, like, time that these projects might drop?
No.
Alright. Can you tell us what happened to the Fight Music project?
The who?
The Fight Music.
Fight music?
Yeah.
Fight music is not coming out either. That's, fight music was on the same vein as the Social Death and Jive. It's not coming out either.
Alright. What other projects have you got in the works? Can we expect a mixtape in the near future?
Yeah, we got a mixtape coming out, the Vainglorious mixtape. It's going to be out. We got, I'm doing TV shows here in the States. I'm doing Celebrity Fit Club 4. It's coming out in August. I'm doing a TV show, which is on ABC. And then I'm doing a movie coming out next year. I just did a movie. I just made here with T.I. and I did a Tour of the S4. I did a movie called Dead High.
You cameo in a lot of like different videos. How does this like come about? Do they call you or you call them, or is it just one of them things that happens on the spot?
No, they call me.
They call you. We know that you're going to be on Celebrity Fit Club. How did this come about?
The Czar for D12 was a friend of mine, and he called me. He was here to talk about getting on the show, so I called him. He hollered up to Dundee.
Alright. Are you going to release any projects to coincide with, like, Celebrity Fit Club? Do you feel that it could boost your record sales knowing that you're going to be on the limelight on national TV?
Will it?
Yeah. Would you like to feature in any more TV shows in the future?
Definitely.
Alright. Do you like to act or is music more your thing? Do you plan to work with any artists that you work with over at So Death, such as like Daz Dillinger, in the future?
Oh yeah, Daz is my boy, sure.
Alright. So you're going to be working with Daz again?
Yeah, definitely.
Alright. Did you record any other tracks apart from the Tipsy remix with Daz?
No, just that.
Alright. Who else would you want to work with in the future?
Sade. 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 I don't know if he's going to shock the world.
What producers have you worked with? Like, what producers would you want to work with in the future that you haven't had chance to work with yet?
I work with everybody I want.
Is there none in particular?
I work with all of them. I work with everybody. I work with Pharrell. I work with, I work with Mondo's on with Timlin. I work with John, Vanna, Suspects. I work with everybody. Zoom. Everybody. Everybody's hot. And now I work with them all.
Alright. And would you want to work with any other West Coast artists in the future? Would you want to work with any other like West Coast artists in the future apart from people that you've already worked with?
Yeah. I love West Coast rappers. I've done stuff with E-40, good friend of mine. I've done stuff with Too Short, good friend of mine. I would love to do some stuff with Snoop. Me and Snoop was pretty good. I did work with Snoop. Yeah, me and Snoop are working together. So this is over. I'm about to do a song, Be Real. So
And what are your plans for the future after everything that we've talked about has happened, like Celebrity Fit Club and stuff like that? What's your plans after this has happened?
What's my plans after Celebrity Fit Club?
Yeah, and like your new projects and stuff for the future.
Oh man, just working a record, Vainglorious, and we're working on the artists on Vainglorious, and just trying to get it done, the movie stuff, so.
Alright.
Just working.
Alright, cool. Alright, that's just about it, but do you have any last words for the fans?
Look at the album up. Look out for Celebrity Fit Club 4. It'll be on TV August 1st, so look out for that. Look out for the release to peace once again, July 18th.